Walmart wants to be your bank. Starting in October, Walmart, the country's largest retailer, will offer low-cost checking accounts with no fees for overdrafts or bounce checks and no minimum balance. Now, a couple of years back, Walmart announced a partnership with American Express to offer prepaid debit cards. Now, this checking service, in which they're teaming up with Green Dot, the mobile banking company. Maggie Lake of CNN has been following all of this in New York. And Maggie, you know, we hesitate to ask, why would Walmart want to get into banking? Because we know that is where the money is. But really, why a checking service?
Yeah, it's a good question, Robin, especially bankers aren't very popular these days, aren't they? But right. Walmart is really under pressure. They've been struggling. Their sales have been flat to down. They're getting a lot of competition, especially when you look at the dollar stores. They've been losing a lot of those lower-end, price-conscious consumers to those dollar stores, which seem to be everywhere on every quarter. They've come on so strong. And let's not forget about the new people. Alibaba had that big IPO. Right. Jack Ma all over the news saying he wants to be bigger than Walmart. So they see all this pressure, and they're trying to figure out a way to get those customers back in the store, that foot traffic into Walmart stores. And they're hoping they spend all that money they have in the checking on the stuff in Walmart.
Well, and there are 70 million Americans who don't have a bank account or access to traditional financial services. So that's a big market. And again, this idea of no fees, but Green Dot, the account itself, costs a little below $9 a month.
Yeah.
And it can be more. So are these really going to be affordable for people?
Yeah, it's not no fee, maybe lower fee is the way to think about it. Although you will have no fee if you can keep that balance, it seems, above $500. And even at $9, it is cheaper than the traditional banks. If you look at your checking account, we all tend to ignore those monthly service fees. We hate looking at them. But they can run a lot. And the thing that consumer advocates I talked to really like about this is the no overdraft fees. Those can really add up for consumers, especially those who live paycheck to paycheck. You know, one bounce check can be in excess of $30. So by eliminating those, that is very attractive to a lot of people. Of course, how it works, do they freeze your account instead? And what if you have recurring bills? We don't have the details on that yet. And these groups do want to take a look at that. But on the face of it, they really like the idea. So it's not maybe free, but it's an awful lot cheaper than what you'd pay at a traditional bank.
Well, you know, consumers really like it, too. One of our colleagues said something to the effect of, really? No fees on overdrawn checks? I'm overdrawn every month. Sign me up. So isn't this a little bit risky? As you said, we don't quite know, but they can't possibly be saying no fees, no penalties ever on overdrawn checks.
That's the thing. And it's always in the details. And it does seem that they are going to do something like freeze your account if you're over. So you're not going to have Walmart floating you every month, you know, the way a nice parent might. So don't get too excited out there. Listen, it does carry some risk. This can be complicated business. It might open Walmart up to fraud, as we've seen recently. That's all over the headlines. But they clearly think the risk is worth it in order to get those consumers in. And Robin, it's worth pointing out, they're not going to loan you money like a traditional bank. So they're not taking on all of that risk that you would be thinking about. Right. This is just to kind of capture that those people are not able to use traditional banks. And they are Walmart's core customers, you could argue, you know, who are price conscious. Give them another option. They're going to run a check on you. They're going to do an ID check. So you can't just walk in and it can't be for everybody. But it does look like it's a risk they're willing to take.
Well, and they also aren't going to take deposits. They want to be a federal bank. They want to get a banking charter. But so far, traditional banks have held that up. So it's not like you're going to deposit there. But still, as you said, a checking service for people who sometimes have to go to these storefront places that charge huge fees.
That's right.
So it'll be really interesting to see how this plays out. Maggie Lake of CNN taking a look at not the full picture yet, but this idea that Walmart might be offering these checking services. Maggie, thank you.
You're welcome.